You're with Off the Bench around Australia for the McRibbonell Macco and for Tyre Power, awarded Canstar Blues, most satisfied customers.
Again.
Time now, though, for...
The third person self-congratulator for John Allen. John Allen Christmas clearance sale is now on.
You couldn't throw me a bone or two, Hussie, after I helped bloody build you.
I'm not saying I changed the game, but I did.
Movies where you've got 400 Gerard Whateleys and 400 Dwayne Russells all doing their thing.
I'm very comfortable in my own skin.
Alexander the Great wept when he realised that there was no more world to conquer. That's a little bit how I felt after the last at sale today.
Dalsano, skillful.
Wear the three hats of being Sally Pearson the person, Sally Pearson the athlete, and Sally Pearson the coach.
My friends call me Robbo. You can call me Robocop.
When they open my rib cage up, Gary, and they actually look inside and see how big the Wisp's heart is, it's going to defy science.
You get Dwayne's word on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
But John Allen Better Knox clearance Christmas sale now on unbeatable deals. Go and see Brendan and the team at Knox Ozone, Burwood Highway. Brendan will get you sorted in the new year, no doubt about that. It's Tom Pixie, old mate. And we start a new year, the seventh year of the third person self-congratulator of the year.
Snuck up on us how many years we've done.
And we're playing for the Malcolm Blight Snap medal this year.
Snap.
After we've hung up the jersey. His jersey hangs up.
It does.
His own mirror, his own picture up here in the walls of Off the Bench Stardom. And self-congratulatory history. And we're into a rebuild, it's fair to say, with the audio with no Malcolm.
We're still going to play some of his audio, but we just can't give him any votes. Do you know that even in the ad that he does for Brendo from John Allen,
it's a great ad.
He doesn't call himself, he doesn't say third, but he calls himself legendary first person self-congratulator.
Yes, he does.
He actually said, no, I'm not going to ever put my name third next to me. I'm putting first.
He thinks it's a first person award. 20 votes to give out. We start. The first vote of the calendar year, historic first vote, goes to Margaret from Sunbury.
Well, it's been my go to be a cook, and I've done a lot of it, so, you know, I fancy myself. There you go. I'll get a vote on that.
Tick.
Damn straight. One vote. It's 20 to give out this week, by the way, a double vote week to start the year. Paul George gets one vote, or PG as he calls himself.
We wasn't prepared. We didn't put the work into it. It was kind of just like, yo, we got PG, we got Kawhi, we got
Lou Trez.
Like, we going to be straight. We going to figure it out.
How many did you get? Two.
One.
One vote?
One vote. Trent Mason-Helder produces breakfast here and also does some nice work on track. But he's not Trent Mason-Helder. He's just Mason-Helder. One vote.
So I was with...
There's another winner for Mason Elder. Favourite home at the Bridge.
Nothing wrong with that. Just take a vote for your trouble.
Two votes, Adam Cooney.
Leon, no doubt throughout the year you would have kept up with just about everything that I've said in the media. So I know you value my opinion highly.
He's doing a damn good job, Hutch. He's going really
going
well.
Going very well. And then this.
The company golf day on at the moment. Apparently so. Invite lost in the mail again. How seriously, I'm holding this joint up at the moment. No, and I don't even get invited to the bloody golf day.
Yeah, two votes.
Till you're on the roster full time. those invites aren't coming.
Someone took the golf day seriously. I got an abusive tweet from someone saying, "What? Why are you invited around to the golf day? Like, I didn't get invited myself."
Yeah, no, you weren't invited. I wasn't invited. I work here full time.
Three votes.
There's a whole heap of different little ones.
Three votes. Campbell Brown, the dog.
I try not to just adapt to the circumstance because it's easy. You know, like I've been sitting around with Mark Rusciuto, Simon Goodwin, Brett Burton when I was a young kid.
That'll do it.
That'll do it.
That'll do it, all right. Three votes for the name dropping, one for each. And then three lots of four to finish. First up, Damien Fleming swings in with this.
We're just very hard with all the requests. You know, it's been an amazing segment, that Lunch with Flem, and the requests from former players who...
Oh, that is a good segment. I like it.
Then you. Yes, you, Liam. Old mate Pixie, four votes for this.
I remember the comp. It got better from there, Hutch. The final was something like 216, but that's another story. For another day, Hutch. For another day.
He's off the mark.
I think it went something like that. I think that the series went something like, I think it was 150, 80, 60, and 216. Yep. Yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember.
I had a question
something
for you.
Like that.
Our thoughts are with everyone. put this time code that
night. I went a bit low. It was 155, actually.
you won twice before. You've been spit Scott West in the last few years, but now Malcolm's out of it. You got a big chance to not be running up for a change. But drum roll if we can, please. The last lot of fours. See, it was hard to walk past this.
Yeah, I heard it.
Kane Corns, who won the SEBI in 2018, by the way. And we have challenged the SEBI class of the SEBI winners to go to the next level. And hopefully Kane can this year. He started the year well with this.
Memorable things out of it was my first touch. I picked it up in the forward pocket of the MCG and snapped it over my body. And it looked like it was going through for a goal, but it didn't. And in the commentary, because I did watch it back, Bruce McAvaney said, gee, there's Kane Corns for his first game. And dare I say it, there's something special about this kid. So I got a special.
You got to get that commentary.
I got a special out of Bruce.
He thinks, see, what happens is Kane thinks because he's off Broadway with our producers are red hot in Melbourne. You can't say anything in Melbourne without a Kim. But the South Australian production team are starting to get on really on point with this show.
Yes.
I like it.
Yep. There you go. So equal leaders out of the stadium, as Malcolm Blight would say himself. First out of the stadium.
He did say that. That was his quote.
Equal four. Phlegm, Corns, and old mate Pixie. And all under the South Australian producers, by the way. Sammy Fantasia and Benny Palmer.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah, and Leash, they're doing a great job.
Leash is a gun.
Leash Hopkins. So all under the whole team over there. And there you go. Three lots of four to lead us out of the stadium, by the way. Don't forget the Punters Club entry, by the way. Text Happy New Year. $2,000 seed funding today, Pix.
Yeah, when Paddy's in a generous mood, it's a fun afternoon. So you'll be tuning in if you're in the Punters Club, that's for sure.
I'll be
tuning in anyway. I love listening to the boys.
He's back. Big time.
His tags have been riding some stuff home. I'm surprised he didn't start off with some votes. He's been doing a lot of patting on himself on the back.
Campbell Brown's been in good form. Cam Luke's been in good form.
Yeah, they're all going well.
They're all seeing it pretty well at the moment. Another big hour ahead after 10 o'clock, old mate. Pixie, how's your ear?
It's still blocked. It's annoying to go to the chemist, get some drops.
This is Off The Bench.